If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, almost 6 years of therapy, y'all, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, said toxic people, and whatnot, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about, is narcissistic personality disorder, is it hereditary? Can it be passed down? Are the traits contagious or whatever you want to say about that right there, y'all? So this is going to be a little delve into a little bit of my background and a little bit of my personal story if you haven't already heard it. I've been diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder for a while, y'all. It's just been since, I started therapy in 2017, so about 2018. In 2018, I like I said, from 2018 to up until now, so it's been 5 solid years of being diagnosed with NPD. I've always wondered, like, where it came from, what type of trauma might have created who I am, and things like that. Trying to wonder what made me who I am. You know, I've always wondered that dynamic. And one of the main questions that I get on my platforms all over social media is like, is it hereditary? Can it be passed down? Is it caused by trauma and things like that? So me personally, I believe that it can be a combination of both. So very recently, this past Friday, a couple weeks ago, I took another person, another psyche eval. I took 2 psyche evals, the PDQ4 and also the MMPI2. To check for personality disorders and things like that. So, yeah, of course, narcissistic personality disorder spiked on it, but also paranoia and things of that nature. Like, I was super high on paranoia, right? So I'm like, why? I like paranoia. I don't feel like I'm paranoid. I'm not watching over my shoulder all the time. But my therapist said it manifests differently. And it also, I also spiked higher on schizophrenia as well, like schizophrenic traits or whatever. You know what I mean? So she was just asking me, it's like, do you have anybody in your family history with mental illness or personality disorders or some kind of mental health issues? And I was just like, my dad, not so much, but my grandpa, I don't know my grandpa because, you know, he unalived himself when he was 27 years old, healthy, strong, you know, whatever, you know, black man in 2019. I forgot when he passed away, but it was my dad was born in the 60s. So he passed away in the early 70s. So he unalived himself in the early 70s. At 5:30 in the morning, he went in 5:30 on Monday morning. Instead of going to work, he went into the bathroom and pulled the trigger on himself. And my therapist was like, it just sounds like you, maybe perhaps your grandfather might have had undiagnosed schizophrenia, which can be passed. That can be hereditary. That can be passed down into the lineage or whatnot. That's one of the things that's kind of be. The schizophrenia or whatever can be in your genetic code. It can be in your DNA and whatnot. So it makes sense that you spiked higher. You don't have schizophrenia, but you have, you know, the marker is there. Like you have some schizophrenic traits or whatever, just from the personality, the psych evals we took. So that can be passed down, y'all. The schizophrenia part can be passed down, but it also can make me more susceptible to personality disorders because, you know, I already have these mental illnesses, these personality disorder traits in my family lineage. So it just take a little bit of trauma or whatever that I go through in my personal life, in my childhood, to bring it out, to exacerbate those traits and to actually make me a full-blown narcissist. Because a lot of narcissists are not just diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, y'all. Some of them will also have a underlying mood disorder or another comorbid like personality disorder. You know, me. So narcissistic personality disorder, and on the 24th, I go back, February 24th, 2023, I don't know when y'all watching this, I go back to see what underlying mood disorder I might have, because it's either going to be something else. I know she's leaning towards CPTSD and whatnot, so some type of childhood trauma caused me to be a narcissist. You see how it's in my, the marker for personality disorders and mental illnesses is in my family tree. It's already there. But I've also had some childhood trauma to bring it out as well. So when people ask me, is it hereditary or can it be passed down or is it caused by trauma? I say it could be a little bit of both from my own perspective. I've seen studies and whatnot that people have done as well to say that it could be passed down from generation to generation and whatnot. This could have caused it, that could have caused it. There's a lot of moving pieces onto what could have caused a person to become narcissistic, what could have caused a person to become toxic or whatnot. It just is, you know, there's a lot of studies out there, but my own personal story. And I know if you've ever dealt with a narcissist in your life or a toxic person in your life or whoever you've dealt with, they might have a mom or dad or somebody that might be exemplifying narcissistic traits as well. And you can see it. It's in the lineage out. Toxic people can create other toxic people. It doesn't always work that way. A narcissistic toxic parent doesn't always create a narcissistic toxic son or daughter. They can create empaths. They can create people with codependency issues. They can create people with other trauma, not bipolar, but personality disorders and things like that. They can give, a narcissistic parent can traumatize their child enough for the child to have borderline personality disorder. It's not narcissist makes narcissist. It could be narcissist, could be, the catalyst for you to become something else. So that's why it's like the best decision I've ever made in my life was to go to therapy, because it's helped me learn so much about myself over these past, 6 years. Because the first 30, I just feel like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first 32 years of my life, because I started therapy in October 2017. So I was 32. In 2017, I was 32 years old. I know people ask my birthday for my zodiac sign. I was born July 14th, 1985, y'all. But like I said, in October, like I said, I was 32 years old. So I just feel like the last, five plus years since I've been in therapy of my life have been way better than the first 32 years of my life. I feel like I have less friends right now and less, less connection to people in real life more. But I do feel like I live a more genuine, authentic existence because I'm understanding the dynamic of who I am, why I am the way that I am. Because like my grandfather very well could have had a personality disorder or some kind of mental health issues and things like that. Somebody left a comment on my Instagram. I shared a short story about this on Instagram. I shared it on YouTube the other day as well. About how my grandfather could have had undiagnosed schizophrenia, because it's the 1970s, y'all. I mean, just think about the time that time for black men in America. It wasn't the best time. What, I think 71, 72, go to therapy. And, nobody was doing that. And that right there is passed down as well. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. But there was no help for people like that. So in order to quiet the voices or to deal with what he had going on inside his head, he decided to go into the bathroom and unalive himself. So he could have passed that down. I'm not a full-blown schizophrenic guy. I don't have that. I do have narcissistic personality disorder and some underlying mood disorder. But you can see how the marker was passed down from generation to generation to generation or whatever. He might have skipped my dad. But I don't think narcissistic personality disorder can be passed down. But you see how the schizophrenia traits and things like that, the paranoia, all that type of stuff can possibly pass down in your genetic code, which can make you more susceptible to trauma, which can create narcissism. So it could be a little bit of both, y'all. That's what I just said. Like, you can definitely pass it down in your family tree. That's why when you hear people talking about generational trauma and generational curses, it could absolutely be in your DNA, y'all. And this goes back into the time. So yeah, it just goes back way in time, y'all. If you haven't dealt with your trauma, you might pass it down. You know what I mean? You can pass trauma down because you're a lot of times trauma is you cause trauma through your behaviors and through your actions. If you beating the hell out your kids when they're growing up, you can cause trauma to those kids because they're being traumatized. They're scared, So it just depends on a lot of moving factors. But like I said, it could be a little bit of both. But one thing that it is absolutely passed down in a lot of different communities, especially my own, is the fact that you don't go to therapy and talk about it. You bottle it up, you keep it inside of yourself because it makes, you think about it, you keep it inside of yourself because it makes you feel a certain type of way. It makes you feel better about your own situation and things like that. I saw Candace Owens actually posted a video about how she misses the times of men like her grandfather. Her grandfather went through all these traumatic experiences, had some horrible stuff to happen to him. And he didn't speak a word about it. He just kept it in. He bottled it up. He was a real man. You see what I'm saying? That right there, the language can be passed down. The language to keep you out of therapy can be passed down from generation to generation to generation. So right there, and that's built into society as well. Don't go to therapy. You don't need to go to therapy. Going to therapy makes you look weak. Going to therapy makes you look like a beta male or whatever the hell they're saying nowadays. You know what I mean? But it absolutely does not. My life has been, you know, just exponentially better since I stepped foot into a therapist's office, because that's what I've been doing. I've been working on myself for X amount of years to be able to do this, to be able to say this. You know what I mean? So baby steps in the right direction. Baby steps are still steps, y'all. You know, like I said, it can absolutely be passed down. And then if you're dealing with a person, if you're in a household with somebody like that right now that you think you're dealing with, like a narcissist or whatever, like imagine them passing their narcissistic toxic traits down to your children in the same household because you couldn't leave or whatever the situation is, or you decided to stay to try to work it out, but you know what you're dealing with. And then your kids grow up, become narcissistic, and they cut you off. Or your kids grow up and become narcissistic and they treat you horribly. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of moving pieces in this type of situation, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really do, y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. More therapy sessions. I'll update y'all what the therapist says on the 24th. See where we go from there. But yeah. Anyways, y'all haven't noticed already, my new self-love journal is out. The self-love journal. I love me. I don't know if you can see it. I love me. A self-love journal by Lee Hammack. It is on Amazon. You can search the links in the description of every video I post on YouTube. But also, you can search Lee Hammack self-love on Amazon. It'll pop up, y'all. Thank y'all so much for the support. If you've already supported the journal, thank y'all so much. Give me a 5-star review on there, y'all. I appreciate the reviews. I really do. The goal is to change as many lives as possible with the journal to help you rebuild that self-love, help you rebuild that internal dynamic. And, you know, I appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental illness is out. Peace.